This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Welcome into the Inside Carolina podcast. I'm your host, Ross Martin, and we have a very special edition of the Inside Carolina podcast presented to you by Johnny T-Shirt and JohnnyT-Shirt.com. We are joined by UNC football head nutritionist, Kelsey Gomes. What's going on, Kelsey?
Hi, Ross. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, and so I wanted to bring on Kelsey to kind of talk about a wide range of things from her involvement with, obviously, the football team and what she does with the players, her involvement with strength conditioning and different things about gaining weight, adding weight, nutritional advice. So we're going to have a pretty cool conversation here, and we'll jump right into it. First, I want to remind everybody to rate, review, and subscribe to the Inside Carolina podcast. That helps us be available to you. If you subscribe, you get the podcast every time we publish a new one, and then rating and reviewing helps us with the algorithms and everything. So rate, review, and subscribe. All right, Kelsey, let's get into it. So you're obviously a huge part of the football team, and it's a different thing that I don't think a lot of maybe fans realize. You know, we see the importance of Brian Hess and the strength conditioning staff, but nutrition's big. I mean, I always say, if you want to lose weight, it starts in the kitchen. If you want to gain weight, it starts in the kitchen, and that's where you come in. You're the nutritionist. So I guess briefly, you know, what is your role at with UNC in kind of in general terms, and we'll just dive into a bunch of different questions I have.
Yeah. So I guess this is going into my sixth season with Carolina football, so which is awesome. This is a dream job for me. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, so I grew up in North Carolina, went to school at UNCW. I'm a former college athlete. I swam at UNCW for 4 years and then kind of wanted to get out of the state for a little bit and just kind of do something different. So I did my master's at Florida State in Tallahassee. So I was down in Florida for a little bit, actually worked for the University of Florida for Muschamp for 3 years before I came up here. So when this job opened up, I was super excited to be here and to kind of come home to North Carolina. So my role kind of has a lot of, I have a lot of different roles on a day-to-day basis. So I'm the director of sports nutrition here. And so my main job is football. So I do have some of the other sports, but I'm heavily involved in the daily operations over here at football. Anything from feeding our athletes, anything from pre-practice fueling to post-practice fueling to during practice fueling. Hydration is another really big thing that we harp on with our guys. So I do a lot of hydration testing with our players and coming up with different hydration plans as well. This past season, I had about 26 different players that we had certain specific hydration plans for, anything from what they needed to consume, you know, 2 hours prior to the game when they got to the stadium, to 20 minutes prior to the game, to what we had on the sidelines, and then also what they were doing halftime. So, I mean, it was a pretty involved process as well. And, I mean, these guys eat a ton. I wish I had kind of our hard facts for you of like how much we go through on a daily basis, because like the amount of fruit that these guys eat, the amount of protein that goes into their meals, the amount of carbohydrates that they do, like these guys eat a lot.
Yeah, okay. So let's get to that. I mean, heading into a season, what is your day-to-day looking like with fueling the team? Let's say, you know, preseason camp. Obviously, there's 2 to 3 weeks before the season when you're trying to fine-tune their bodies and get them ready for the season. Can you give me kind of a glimpse into that day, one day, and then the life there?
Sure. Yeah. So even like, you know, with prepping the guys for season, that really actually starts in January. So, you know, we kind of look at that like 8 months prior prior to the season. That's kind of our off season. We're recovering from the season, and then we're really getting going into spring ball so that we can look at kind of how those first 2 months with the strength and conditioning program is gone. And just anytime we're trying to, guys are changing position, anytime we're trying to manipulate their body weight, we're kind of looking at body composition as well. That all is kind of within that first 3 months. So it's not just kind of this like 2 weeks prior to preseason camp, because they've got to be ready to go. But okay,
let's go back to January when I know the off season training is big, when they're trying to add weight, trying to get that the mass up, I guess.
Yes.
Let's go to then and kind of what that looks like for you.
Yeah. So basically our guys will, they'll lift 5 days a week, and then we'll have conditioning and also like PLPs. It's kind of a big thing, player led practices that we're doing. And so even that's kind of what my schedule looks like right now. So what we'll do is starting at 7 o'clock in the morning is when we kind of go down to the indoor right now. And we have everything prepped from the day before to things that guys will take prior to their workouts. We want to make sure they're eating. That's the biggest thing that, you know, you look at first thing in the morning where people can just hop right out of bed and go right into a workout. Well, your body's going to start to break down muscle. So I always tell our guys, you have to feed the muscle to keep the muscle. So we want to make sure they're having something quick, something easy to digest, just some kind of quick carbohydrate. So that can be anything from like Nutri-Grain bars to Chewy bars to even like a Gatorade Prime or Gatorade Chews. Those are just kind of some examples of some easy to digest things that they can do right before a run. And then right now, kind of with the different conditions due to COVID and everything, we actually have individualized water bottles for the guys. So it has their names on them. They're carrying those around. And so I'm actually kind of following the guys around during the run just to make sure they're hydrating and really encouraging in between any type of breaks that they have that they're really drinking. So, you know, then after that, we're doing a lot with breakfast. So we have a training table and a dining facility here at Keenan. So I work really closely with a lot of our staff members over here at Rocky Top is our dining facility caterers that we use. And so anytime guys need to gain weight, I'm going to look at what they're ordering for their breakfast in the morning. So if they're just getting one breakfast sandwich, that's not going to be enough. That may only be like a 300 calorie breakfast in the morning, where some of these guys were that are burning upwards of 5,000-6,000 calories. Even when we get up into camp, like some of these guys are between 7 and 8, depending on their metabolisms, that I need to make sure that they're eating enough, because all of this weight that we're putting on in the off season and building their strength, building their muscle mass up, that I don't want them to lose that going into camp. So a lot of education goes into this with the guys. I'll meet with guys one-on-one and kind of go through what their days are. And so it's not that I want to change everything completely, but I want to find easy ways that I can kind of sneak calories in or make sure that they're getting enough protein. So just kind of in general, when I'm looking at guys, like they're like roughly closer to like 1 gram per pound per day. So you look at somebody that's like a 300 pound lineman, like that guy may need upwards of 300 grams of protein per day. And if he's only doing like a small breakfast sandwich with, you know, that may only have like 3 eggs on it, that's only going to be about 21 grams of protein for his meal, where he may need closer to like 50 grams like per meal that he's doing. So that's something that we'll look at, and then try to really make sure just with their schedules with going to class. Coach Hess like has this saying that he says, you should have more snacks in your backpack than books. Kidding, but he's serious.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We always try to make sure that we're loading these guys up going to class. So right now with us, like only my staff is allowed to like touch anything in the when it comes to like nutrition, everything's prepackaged right now. But we have, they're kind of like lunch bags right now that we're giving to the guys. And so then we have gloves on, and guys are kind of going down the line of what they want, whether it's beef jerky or nuts or an extra protein shake or Greek yogurt with some granola in it. And so we're putting all of that stuff in a bag for them to take with them, because that's what we're really trying to do, is just maximize like their calories. Because if you look at somebody that needs 5,000 calories, and if they're only eating 3 meals a day and not these snacks in between, that's, you know, what, close to a 1,500 calorie meal. That's a lot to eat in one meal.
Yeah. And so obviously a big part of this is education, because they have some independence on how, what they eat if they're not at the facility, and what they're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner when they are at the facility. How do you educate these players? I guess freshmen is obviously big, establishing those practices, establishing those kind of habits. Can you kind of go briefly into how you educate the players on nutrition and what they need to do?
Definitely. So when they first get here, so I guess I'll just start with our freshmen right away. So when our freshmen first get here, they all go through like a nutrition 101 meeting with me. So we kind of go through the basics with them. What's a carbohydrate? What's a protein? What's a fat? And kind of making sure that they have those things on their plate. Right now we're not doing buffet style, but whenever we were doing that kind of in the spring, I would walk down the line with them. So that's a big thing that I usually will do with our players. And we're so fortunate to have a dining facility here in Keenan football. That I call it live plate coaching. So I'm kind of that type of coach to them that on the nutrition side of things. And so I'll look at their plates and kind of go down the line with them and just kind of educate them on what's going to be the best source. So some things that I kind of learned like throughout the just like small sayings that I've kind of picked up, like less legs is best for protein. So when you're thinking of less legs, like fish, no legs, chicken and turkeys, two legs, cows and pigs, four legs. So what's going to be kind of your leaner option for some guys that may want to lean out? So looking at the option on the line, we kind of go through, we always have kind of a leaner option and then a heavier option. So if I have, a baked salmon on the line, like I may have something like a sirloin steak, not that that's any, that they're both like lean options, but the fish may have a little bit less calories than the steak. And so that way they can check or choose, still have the autonomy to choose, but basically that our guys can kind of eat with what are congruent with their goals. So if they are trying to gain weight, if they are trying to lose weight, and we do plate examples as well. And so one thing that we'll do is actually have like plate displays of what a lean plate may look like and what a gain plate may look like. And so it's again, that visual education with them. One thing that we did in the spring that I thought was awesome is that we actually, our nutrition staff is at every single meal with the guys. And so the guys actually would go down the line with us and would have to show us their plates. So we always made sure that they had some carbohydrates, a protein, and we call it putting three colors on your plate, but either a fruit or a vegetable, just to kind of make sure that they had all three components on their plate. And so it worked like really well. So guys actually like started to learn and kind of take in a lot more of what actually is a protein, what actually is a carbohydrate, and foods that kind of feel good to them and worked well with them.
Awesome. Yeah, it's critical. So let's kind of go into maybe some specific foods that, let's say a player is trying to bulk up in January and February, add weight, maybe an incoming freshman. You know, we heard that Kedrick Bingley-Jones gained like 20 pounds within like two months or so. You know, what does a week look like in terms of the types of foods that you really encourage them to eat, and maybe the amount they're eating per day in terms of maybe like four or five meals? You know, we always heard about Tyler Hansbrough would wake up and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like two times during the night just to keep adding calories and protein. So maybe some examples of that, of a bulking player.
Yeah. So, I guess one thing is I'm always going to make sure they have enough protein. So in the morning, like eggs is just such an easy thing to do first thing in the morning. So we may do like, I may make sure that these guys have at least six eggs on their plate, and then looking at doing a breakfast potato. So when I'm looking at their plates too, I always look to kind of see that they have all three of those components, the carbohydrate, the protein, and the fruits and vegetables. We call them three-step meals. But I look to see that like half their plate has carbohydrates on it. So whether that comes from fruit and potatoes, and then the other side may be protein on it. Some foods that are also really good that I love like giving to our players are going to be oatmeal. Rice is another really good bulking thing, bulking food, just because it digests really easily, because we want to, again, if somebody needs to eat upwards of 6,000 calories, it's hard like to eat those really like heavy meals and want to eat again in 2 hours. And so, you know, I don't want to take that away from players where it takes the enjoyment out of food, because they do have to fuel and they do have to eat so much. So we do make a lot of our PB&Js over here as well. And so that may be something that I'm sending them home with, two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, maybe some oatmeal and a protein shake, to make sure that they're also eating something before they go to bed at nighttime. But always like on their plates, it's good for some of our guys that are gaining weight, like lunch may look like half their plate and rice, and then looking at kind of a lean, like two chicken breasts, and then also making sure that they've got some vegetables on there and possibly a fruit cup. I also will look at liquid calories sometimes. If they can drink milk, chocolate milk is an easy addition to three meals a day. So I'm kind of looking at overall calories, where I can try to fit in, an extra 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day in them. So whether that's, you know, a glass of milk, a PB&J is about 200 calories. So if I know that I can get them to eat, you know, two or three of those, that's an easy 600 calories. And then if I can add a protein shake here and there, depending on whether it's, you know, some of our Gatorade shakes are upwards of 360 calories that I can give them to add. So I can make sure that that's something that they're doing after their workout as well. And then making sure that they're eating dinner pretty much within 2 hours after that workout. So it's all about the timing. So it's not always about like the what, but it's also about kind of the timing of that as well. Okay. So making sure that they are having a protein shake, eating a meal within an hour after that, taking a snack with them that they have to go to tutoring. And then also at night before they go to bed, just making sure that they have some source of protein, having about 40 grams. In research, they've showed that having 40 grams of protein before you go to bed at night actually helps prevent muscle breakdown while you're sleeping. It's also when a lot of your hormones peak. So your human growth hormone actually peaks while you're sleeping at night. And so this will help like prevent muscle breakdown as well. So since a lot of that recovery happens, we'll make sure that they're taking things home. Right now, a big thing, like our guys are really into cherry juice. And so we're having them take that before they go to bed. That helps with muscle soreness, especially with these increased workouts and the amount of workouts that they're doing daily with a run in the morning and a lift in the afternoon. Like we're really kind of pressing that to make sure that they're getting enough of anti-inflammatory foods in their diets.
Gotcha. Okay, so two questions on that. So with the rice and potatoes and kind of those bulky carbs, pastas.
Yep.
You know, is that just kind of filler or is that just giving them energy? Because, I mean, I've always told, you know, carbs is bad. What, you know, carbs are bad. What's the benefit of bulking up on potatoes and rice and pastas and things if you're trying to gain weight?
Yeah. So carbohydrates are your body's preferred source of energy. So that's what your body is actually utilizing when you're running. That's what you're using when you're working out. That's what your body like will store for later. So when we use the term muscle glycogen, that's what our players are often like using. You store carbohydrates in your muscles and your liver. And so those are going to be, again, like your main energy sources. So as they are kind of bulking on some of these carbohydrates, they digest really quickly. So then they're getting enough like while they're eating their meal. So I'm looking at that. So that way, again, it's not something that's super heavy that will take a lot longer to digest because protein and fat take a lot longer to digest. So that's why too, you don't want just like if you were going to run like, if you were going to go into a 2-hour practice, you don't want, you know, 20 pieces of bacon right before you're going to go into a workout, because that's also not going to, you're going to kind of get these like, your stomach's just going to hurt kind of bad.
Yeah, I gotcha.
A lot of blood flow is going to your working muscles during a workout. It's not going to your stomach for digestion. And so that's where like, since carbohydrates digest so quickly, I can feel those like frequently throughout the day. So, you know, with guys that are working out a ton, if we look at, a 300-pound lineman, they may need upwards of 1,000 grams of carbohydrates in a day. And so that's where, again, like the majority of some of their food is going to come from.
Gotcha. Okay. And then protein. Let's get some examples of the proteins you like and maybe some stuff that's maybe more accessible. Like I can't eat salmon every day.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling in it like some people are. So yeah. What are some of your favorite forms of protein and maybe some different ways that you like to present them cooked wise and things like that?
Yeah. So, one thing that we've actually been doing recently, like, our guys really love roasted chicken nuggets right now. So we've been kind of baking them and doing like roasted nuggets in the oven. Burritos are really another really easy way to, for some of our, weight gain guys or guys that need like a little bit more calories. Like we can do burrito bowls. So that way I get like actually rice and beans, which together is a complete protein, and then, shredded chicken. So it's kind of another version of chicken, but at least it's just kind of in a different way that we can present it to them. Some guys are still like, I'm still going to get guys that eat chicken tenders, and that's just a way to get protein, into them. So I don't always encourage all kinds of fried food all the time just because it's more pro-inflammatory. But again, like kind of working on guys to maybe decrease the amount that they're doing. Like we do bake our chicken tenders. So it is, they're breaded, but they're baked. We will do steak. Our guys love steak. So we will actually do like steak. Like we'll do that at lunch sometimes on a salad or just like completely separate. So that's another version of a protein. Shrimp, our guys actually like shrimp a lot too. So we can either do a grilled shrimp or a popcorn shrimp. So again, you'll kind of get some of the breading on it, but, but that's okay. It's just, again, like trying to find different ways that we can actually get some protein in them.
What's your thoughts on pork?
Pork. We actually have a lot of guys on our team that do not eat pork right now. So I don't have it here a ton. We will do pork chops and stuff, but whenever we have pork, I just have to make sure that I have a chicken option, because some guys on the team are not pork and red meat eaters. So it's, again, it's going to kind of be one of those things that pork has a little bit more saturated fat in it. So going back to that term, like less legs is best. We do, our team kind of eats more, I guess, on the side of like fish and steak, if they're, and chicken are kind of our main proteins that we eat a lot of, and eggs.
What's your opinion on when Jim Harbaugh, the coach of Michigan, said chicken is a nervous bird and we shouldn't be eating it?
It's hard to cut out chicken, though. Like, it is just, it's hard.
It's such a funny quote.
So we still eat chicken a lot over here. That was so funny. Yeah. But yes, but my thing is that if you're going to cut out chicken, then what's the alternative? Because there's some people that like will not eat red meat or pork. And then some people just really don't like, fish. So it's like, okay, but what's the alternative?
It's so easy. Yeah. I mean, chicken's everywhere.
I can't feed our guys tofu. Like, there's no way.
Right. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break and talk about Giant T-shirt. When we get back, I'm going to ask Kelsey here more about in-season stuff, recovery during the season. And then we'll get into some advice for the average guy at home. Guy or gal at home trying to lose or gain weight, and some other ideas, best nutritional practices. But first, Giant T-shirt and GiantT-shirt.com. They're our loyal podcast sponsors right on Franklin Street and in Chapel Hill. Johnny T-shirt and GiantT-shirt.com. The best place to get all your UNC stuff, all your gear, all your hats, sweatshirts. Head to the local shop, GiantT-shirt.com. We want to support our local businesses. You know, don't just talk about it, be about it, reach out to your local shops that are, you know, are locally owned. Giant T-shirt has great customer service. They're right there. Their headquarters are in, the warehouse is in Hillsborough, North Carolina, and they're right on Franklin Street. And if you're an Inside Carolina subscriber, you can use the 10% off discount code found on the premium football and basketball message boards, Johnny T-shirt and GiantT-shirt.com. We appreciate they do for us, and it helps us bring all these great podcasts to you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right. How was that read, Kelsey? Was that good?
That was good. That's good.
All right. So let's get into it a little more here. All right. So we did kind of bulking. Let's do some cutting. When a player, you know, wants to cut weight, you know, maybe wants to become, maybe you get like a big offensive guard who you really need to slim down to be more mobile, or maybe a running back who wants to become, you know, a little slider to get outside and catch passes. You know, what goes into cutting weight, and what's your advice and kind of practice and plans for that?
Yeah. So first I'm going to sit down with athlete just to kind of, again, see what he's currently doing. It's not that I am against sugar or anything like that, because your body does need sugar and carbohydrates like as you're working out, but I'm going to look at more of like the timing of when they're doing things. So if it's a kid that, you know, I know that likes Sour Patch Kids, like that may just be something that I need to do like more around like his workout time versus him eating a whole pack of those at nighttime. So that's like kind of my first step, just to kind of look at what he's doing. And it may be, you know, also again, like I said, kind of going into the timing of things with how long he's going in between meals. So if he's eating breakfast at 8 a.m. in the morning, and then is not eating because he until, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon because he has class, and then he has the first lift group, and he's not eating his lunch until 3. That's a really long time to go without eating anything. And so again, like I said, like I always say, you have to feed the muscles to keep the muscles. So a lot of time, that's the first thing that sometimes guys or sometimes athletes in general may go to is, okay, I'm just not going to eat, but that's actually kind of being counterproductive to what we're trying to do. And your body kind of goes into the starvation mode where when you do eat, you almost will likely binge eat or overeat later because your body's telling you that you need those calories and you do as you're working out so much. But your body's going to store them because it won't know. It's going to say, well, he's not really going to feed me until 3 o'clock the next day. So I need to burn these more at a slower rate. So I feel like the timing and kind of the what they're doing are the first things that I'll do to evaluate. And then I'm going to look at foods that are going to promote fullness. So that may be for somebody that if we're trying to drop weight on somebody, that may be looking at, okay, their breakfast in the morning. I'm not going to take out carbohydrates completely, but again, it's going to be more timing around their workout. So their breakfast may be more, it may be more eggs and possibly like a smoothie in the morning. So things that may make them feel a little bit full. Then I'm going to again look at kind of the next time that I want them to eat, that I may actually portion out like the nuts for them or give them nuts are going to be a really great thing, great healthy fat that satiates them, promotes fullness, or look at something like beef jerky. I will look at different protein bars as well. Like I usually look for something that may have like a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio or something that is more of like a 1-to-1 carb or 1-to-1 carb to protein ratio so that, you're getting those carbohydrates for energy, but you're also getting the protein for fullness. So that's something that my staff and I have kind of evaluated this year with changing some of the options that we've actually had, like our options that we've had our players be able to take. Then a lot of times I'm going to look at their lunch. So again, if this is around a workout time, it may be something like double chicken for some of these guys. Like again, just kind of making sure they're getting enough chicken and then looking at a good amount of fruits and vegetables with that. And then possibly still like white rice or potatoes, but I'm going to look at the portion of that. So it may not be as big as half of your plate and maybe something that's like a fistful right before. If it's somebody that doesn't, again, want to give up pizza, I'm not going to tell them that they have to completely take that out because then I've already changed kind of their breakfast and lunch. And if that's something that makes them happy, then okay, we'll do that. But it may be something that we just may only have you do like twice a week or something like that, just kind of limiting things like that. So I'll look at the amount of fried food that they're doing as well. So it's another thing that I'm kind of looking at or and evaluating how much fried stuff is in their diet as well. And maybe giving them some options. So I always have like handouts and stuff for them. If I know that they're going to go to Chipotle, I'll kind of write out what I want them to get from Chipotle. That's just maybe like a leaner option for them to choose, or if they're going to go to Outback, or if they're going to go to Buns, or you know, something like that on Franklin Street. I'll have different options because I know a lot of them, it's tough with their schedule to cook all the time until they get off campus, especially if it's a freshman in the dorms right now. So again, lots of education and just lots of follow up with them. I'm really lucky that I do get to eat in here 3 times a day with them. So I see them a lot. And then I'll see them pre and post workout. We use different kind of supplement snacks like for their meals as well. We use a super starch for the guys like going into a workout so that they get a slow release carbohydrate into their workouts. And then we mix that with some protein so that they have an intra protein workout source. And that's been huge for us, just kind of having that so that the guys can basically it sustains them through a workout, helps with endurance, prevents fatigue. And that's been awesome for our players. And that's something that we also do like at halftime, and it's been huge for us.
What's a slow release carbohydrate?
Yeah.
Starch.
So it's called Superstarch. It's UCAN is the brand that we use. It's actually a food source. And so what it does is you have the difference between like a high glycemic and a low glycemic carbohydrate. A high glycemic carb is going to be something like Gatorade. It spikes, it digests really quickly, and it has a purpose. And then you have a lower glycemic carbohydrate, or a superstarch is kind of an example of that, that basically is a slow release carbohydrate. So it stays in your body a lot longer and kind of helps mobilize fat as an energy source. So it basically helps with going in. So it's something that we do at the 20 minute mark right before the game starts, and also something at halftime. So it's helped our guys really sustain their energy throughout the game, because there's so much that of course like goes into the game, and our pregame meals are 3.5 hours before the game starts. So guys will eat their big meal then, and then with nerves, anxiety, remembering plays, remember where they need to be. Like, that's kind of my role also on game days, is taking the thought of that out of it. So, but that's been something that we've also done, like, with some of our weight loss guys, with doing like UCAN has been a big, I guess, supplement for that to help with satiation.
Okay, great. I'm sure with like losing weight, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, everyone has trouble losing weight, and like, you know, they've been eating the same way in high school, like for 4 years, and they have to all of a sudden try to lose, you know, 20 pounds, you know, over the course of a couple months. I mean, I imagine it's a bunch of habits, it's a bunch of education, and it's cutting out, I mean, cutting out sugars, I've heard it. I mean, that's obviously like the big thing. And then probably a lot of fried foods and fast foods. I mean, is there anything else that, because it's got to be a challenge for a lot of guys. I mean, I've seen that with covering the team for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, like, as a dietitian, because I feel like all food can fit somewhere, and, you know, I never want to take favorite foods away from them, or if that's something that was brought up in their home life, and like their mom's mac and cheese is their favorite thing. Like, I don't want to say like you can't ever have mac and cheese, or say that you can't ever have like a cookie ever again, or anything like that. But it's all, like I said, it's kind of all about, I'll look at the timing of things and trying to find ways that they can still incorporate that into it, where they don't have to feel like they're cutting everything out, because that also doesn't work. And diets just don't work like well like that, because if you restrict somebody for a long period of time, then they're just going to crave it even more. Then what's going to happen? They're going to overeat it later. So of course I never want to do that with them, but just trying to find ways that we can still incorporate that, but by making small changes to, whether it is cutting out fried food, instead of doing it 7 days a week, maybe we're only doing it 3 days a week. Or is there something that we can do, if Sour Patch Kids are your favorite thing, or Twizzlers, like, can we do those more like pre-workout, like when you're going into a workout, because it is like a high glycemic carb, it's energy, that we can do those types of things. But then by changing things, by adding more fruits and vegetables and educating them on why, because I think that's the biggest thing that guys want to know, is why is this important? And that was, I remember something that Coach Brown told me in my first meeting with them, that in December of 2018, like when I met with him, and I was like, well, we have, you know, a lot of guys that are low in vitamin D, and I just always can't get them to take it because they're not always compliant. How do you want me to report to you compliance? And he was like, Kelsey, that's your job. Like, you have to make them want to take it. You have to tell them the why, like, that's on you. And so that really stuck with me, that I'm like, you're absolutely right. I need to show them that, you know, this is why this is going to help you. This is how this is going to impact your performance. This is why, like, what it takes to do, like, if you really have dreams and aspirations of going to the NFL, this is how this nutrition is going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, you're a college swimmer, so I'm assuming you swam most of your life. I swam as well. And I remember kids would be eating like sugary stuff before, like in the tents during, like before city meets and stuff. And I was always like, man, should you be eating this type of sugar? And you see Marshawn Lynch eating Skittles on the sidelines. So it's funny seeing like how like sweets and sugars can be used to enhance performance before big events and stuff. All right. That was my swimming tidbit.
No, I think that's great. I mean, I think it's a great insight, because again, it's something that it's quick digesting sugar. Yeah. So it helps. It just kind of gives you that extra like kick like right away. And so we do a combination of two of those things. Like, you want the high glycemic carbs, and those have a purpose. And then we also have kind of our superstar starches, or our lower glycemic, that lasts a little bit longer, that also can have a purpose in this. So really, like when we go in at halftime, you know, we're looking at doing like not only like maybe another dose of UCAN if guys will take it, but there are still like a lot of our like chews and or fruit snacks that some guys will do, just to kind of, again, top off those stores so that they're ready to go the third and fourth quarter. And, you know, I think what we did this year, you saw a lot of our games this year where we came from behind and came back, and we had energy going into the third and fourth quarter, and that goes into guys being compliant and kind of knowing what works for them. So everything I tell our guys that we do preseason and during camp, this is all practice for game days, because we never want to try anything new on game days. You want to know how you're going to feel, you want to know what you're going to eat. I need to know like what you want like in your locker. Because again, like these are things that you know work for you and that you're relying on me to be able to provide. Like it's funny, like as I think of like other former players, like Bug Howard would only eat grapes at halftime. So every single time we went to a hotel, I had to get a huge carton of grapes and bring those with me to the game to give to Bug. Mac Hollins somehow would stomach a Hershey's chocolate milk. that was like all he was. So, I mean, there's certain things, but, you know, that some of these players that I just kind of remember do.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So game day, let's get into the season here briefly. I don't want to hold you too much longer, but let's look at game day. You mentioned they eat 3.5 hours before the game. I think basketball is similar and they do like 4 hours before the game.
Yeah.
What does a meal look like for them? You know, you have the 12 o'clock kickoffs, the 3:30 kickoffs, you have the nighttime kickoffs. There's a lot of different variables in play here. Let's go through what you want them to eat during the day, kind of based on the game time. And then we'll get into recovery. And you've already mentioned kind of the snacks and stuff during the game.
Yeah. So, like you said, I have 4 different menus for different times, like when we have kickoff. So I have like an early kickoff menu, I have a late kickoff menu, and I have kind of our afternoon kickoff menu. So as I'm kind of looking at, I guess our first 2 games are later. So I'll go through like kind of a late day, just kind of a longer day of what we do. So our guys love omelets. So they love made to order things. I think all athletes love that. Men's basketball is like that as well. Like they just love made to order things. So our guys will get up in the morning and they'll come downstairs. It's kind of a free flowing breakfast. So we'll not only have a buffet, but we'll also have omelets. So guys will make those. They'll sit down and eat. They can also get from the buffet line. So everyone always jokes that they're like on game day, Kelsey, I never see you eat. And it's like, because I usually eat after like the players. So after like the meals are done, because I'm going around and kind of evaluating how much they are eating and taking note of that. So that if I know it's somebody that I know that eats a lot at breakfast in the morning, but may not eat a lot at pregame, then I have to make sure I have stuff for him at the stadium that he'll eat. But we'll have things like potatoes. We will have bacon. We'll have turkey bacon for our non pork eaters, lots of fruit, cereal. So some of that, again, these like easy to digest carbohydrates, fruit, we'll have, eggs is a big thing. Like I do specify that we want real eggs. Like I don't really want liquid eggs or powdered eggs. So I do make sure that those are real eggs, 'cause you can taste a difference of them. Our players can taste a difference. And then after that, they usually go through to meetings or a walkthrough. And then when we have a later game, usually what I'll do is I'll do giant subs for them around lunchtime. So I'll do like a giant sub with double meat. And then we'll have like the, you know, like the thank you plastic bags. So we'll put those in it. And then every guy, I may take 2 waters and a Gatorade. So the strength staff is usually helping me do that, because hydration is going to be such a big thing. So we're promoting that from first thing in the morning. When the guys get down to breakfast in the morning, they also will see that I have electrolytes, different types of electrolytes on all of our tables. And so guys know like what our like low electrolytes are for guys that may not sweat a ton, our medium, and then our high content electrolytes. So those will all be on the tables. In addition to that, at all their place settings, they all have, we do a green shot and a turmeric shot. So we'll do those to not only like help with recovery, we do this the night before too, but just as a way to kind of get their greens in, the turmeric, just again, like with some inflammation. And then they all take their pills in the morning too. So this is like a fish oil, a multivitamin, a vitamin C. And so we all make those like pill packets for them, and a magnesium. Then again, once we kind of go through lunch, I'm getting ready for pregame meal. So that's again when I'm kind of replenishing the electrolytes on all the tables. And we usually will do, we had 2 pescatarians last year on the team. So those are they only eat fish. Like we do have actually salmon on our pregame meal. So we would have salmon, we have grilled chicken, and then we actually have steak, one that's a medium well and a well done. And then we'll have mashed potatoes. We have pasta. We have 2 types of pasta. Some guys really like bow tie and some like penne. So I actually have both types of pasta. And then we have like a red pasta sauce. So again, kind of looking at those easy to digest carbohydrates. We'll have green beans on there. Fruit is another. Our guys are pretty big fruit eaters. So we'll always have fruit. And then we have white rice as well. So again, just so that they can choose and they can have different options to choose. And then of course we'll have bread and then water and Gatorade at every station too. So
awesome.
So
yeah, that's great. Yeah. And then so quickly, recovery, you know, after a big workout, what's that looking like? I know there's gonna be a meal, but you know, the shakes, do y'all make those in house? Do you have like just shakes you give them out of a bottle? Like how's that work? And after the game too, I'm sure whenever you have a lot of working out, what's that look like?
So after a game and after workouts right now, so we are doing, we call them RTDs or ready to drink. So we have to do everything packaged right now just because we can't blend any smoothies or anything like that. And so we do, I do pack those on our equipment truck. So we bring those with us. We ice them down so that a players want a protein shake after after the game before we get back on the plane or before like they're leaving the stadium. I always have that with them. But right now what we'll do, we have different types of protein shakes. So we use Gatorade shakes and Muscle Milk shakes. And then we also use Core Power shakes. So we have kind of different options. And that's only just because like not all of our guys can stomach lactose. Some have to be lactose free options. And so we'll put those out on a counter right now. And then as guys are kind of going through after we've kind of educated them on which are going to be like our lean out shakes, which ones are going to be our maintain and which ones are going to be our gain. We kind of have those separated out on the counter and then guys will all kind of tell us which shake that they want and we'll put them in their bag and they can take them with them.
Awesome. All right, cool. I think that's pretty good in terms of the team stuff. We covered everything from, you know, preseason to the January, February time to the games in season. So to close out, I'm going to have you switch your mind to the everyday guy, the everyday girl, maybe in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and the metabolism is low. Maybe they're the weekend warrior working out, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, little running, you know, nothing extensive. And they're trying to slim down. They're trying to fit into the pants they wore in high school and college. They don't want to go up a suit size. But they want to, you know, enjoy life, and they're going to be eating some sloppy stuff here and there. Let's get a breakdown of how you want to maybe maintain or lose a little weight for that person with a couple options for breakfast, a couple options for lunch, and a couple options for dinner that is accessible, that's not, not organic farm-raised Alaskan, fresh catch salmon or something that's going to break the bank. And let's see what you got there. And I'll go back and forth with this because this is just kind of where I'm interested in.
Yeah, sure. So I love like these like easy sayings to remember because I think they stick with people really easily. So like I said, first thing, like less legs is best. So kind of thinking fish, fish, chicken, turkey, and then kind of your cows and pigs. And then when you think of like your carbohydrates, think brown, closer to the ground. So when you're thinking of grains, like you look at kind of like whole grains or things that you want to eat. So things that kind of come from the earth. So whether that's like sweet potatoes, brown rice, those are going to be really whole wheat pasta. Those are going to be grains that are, I just kind of always say brown, closer to the ground. They're just going to be like non-processed carbohydrates. And then I kind of say like eat the rainbow. So it's, again, trying to incorporate fruits, incorporate vegetables and a good amount of that. So when I said from like a bulking side of things, like when we were looking at like half your plate in carbohydrates, when you look at the other side of that, like half your plate in fruits and vegetables, then half of the other side of your plate, about 2/3 of that in protein. And then again, like you always have kind of like your fist with you. So again, kind of going on like a fist of carbohydrates is a good option. So if we're looking at that for breakfast in the morning, like omelets are easy and those are awesome. I don't know if a lot of people have that much time in the morning, but that would be like one, if that's something that you have on like Saturdays, like you can make an egg omelet. I love eggs. I don't really promote egg whites as much because a lot of the protein is in the eggs. And so again, is in the yolk, that's where the protein is. There's 2 antioxidants, zeaxanthin and xanthanine, that actually help with eye health. Even though like that's where people say like the cholesterol is, it does not affect your total cholesterol. Your body metabolizes that differently. So eggs are awesome. And so I usually will say, like, do eggs, throw a bunch of vegetables. Eggs are a really good vehicle for incorporating more vegetables in your diet. So that can be a great thing. If it's something that's quick and on the run, smoothies are an awesome thing. When I look at different protein powders, like trying to do NSF certified protein shakes or protein powders. And so if you're vegan or plant-based, like Vega or Garden of Life Evolve are good options. Otherwise, like EAS, Muscle Milk, Momentous, Bipro are all good protein options, and throwing your favorite fruit. If you do like milk, you can do skim milk or 2% milk.
Let me stop you right there. What's your thoughts on dairy? Like, what's your thoughts on a lot of dairy and yogurt and stuff? Because I went through a phase where I cut out a lot of dairy because of the inflammation and things like that. Do you have any opinion on that?
Yeah. So if you can tolerate dairy, then I'm for it, just because, again, with the calcium, the vitamin D, as many athletes that I see that come in that are low, like in vitamin D, that's a really big source of vitamin D along with eggs. And so I'm for dairy, but if you cannot tolerate it and have to take it out for inflammation, I see athletes with that all the time, like looking at a calcium fortified, soy milk. I'll usually go to soy milk next. Milk, when you look at it per cup, has about 8 grams of protein. Soy protein only has about 4 to 5. So it's just going to be a little bit less protein. Rice and almond milk have a little bit less. But again, if you need to use like a dairy substitute for it, then you can use a different, like in your smoothie. So a lot of our guys actually really do like almond milk over here in their smoothies. So we'll use like an unsweetened almond milk, and then we'll throw in fruit, and then we'll just increase the protein with using a protein powder over here.
Okay.
Smoothies are another really good vehicle for vegetables. So that's one way that I've been able to throw spinach in a lot of their shakes. When we were making shakes, like, was actually just throwing spinach in them, and they were so great about taking it because you couldn't even taste it. Oatmeal is another really good like option. I know I was saying that was a really good thing for like weight gain, but it's also really good for satiation. And so again, kind of on the other side of things, oatmeal is another vehicle that you can add. And people like to do overnight oats, which are awesome also, because it's a quick, easy thing. If you don't want to cook eggs in the morning, you can throw your favorite, like you can throw chia seeds in there. You can throw protein powder in there. You can throw fruit, you can throw nuts. So it's another really good option to do in the morning. Then when we kind of go to lunch, so depending on, again, kind of what you want. So again, kind of listening to like your hunger cues. If you know that you haven't been able to eat, you didn't maybe eat much for breakfast, or that smoothie didn't last you very long, and you had that at 7:30 in the morning, trying to again go around eating every 2 to 3 hours so that you're not going 5 or 6, because then that lunch, like, you're going to be so hungry. And what happens, like, when you usually like are really that hungry, you just become ravenous and you're going to eat whatever in front of you right away, whatever sounds good, versus actually kind of like listen to your body and what you want. So, so I always say kind of have a mid-morning snack, and that can be, again, some of the same things. That could be like an apple and peanut butter. We call them two-step snacks. So having a carb with a protein, or grapes and a cheese stick, or hummus and carrots. So those would be like some good examples of a snack. And then again, kind of going into lunch, if you do a salad like at lunchtime, then maybe making sure that you have some quinoa on it, or and putting again like a protein source with it. And then kind of the same thing at dinner at nighttime, looking at half your plate being fruits and vegetables, and then 2/3 of the other side protein and about a fistful of carbohydrates.
Awesome. So it sounds like you're not a fan of the intermediate fasting or intermittent fasting.
Yeah, no, just because, I mean, there's different intermittent fastings that people do. Sometimes people do like the 16 hours off and the 8 on, or there's like an 8. So, not with this population, no. And again, like, I think in order for intermittent fasting to really like work, like working with a professional that knows how to actually like help you do it correctly, I think is the way. I think people just think like, oh, I'm not going to eat for a long, but there is like strategies that people can use to help it, to help benefit them.
All right. Awesome. Well, I think that's about it. We really want to appreciate Kelsey for coming on. Hopefully listeners got a different type of podcast of a topic that's not just football, basketball, recruiting, you know, a little different side of the football program there. So thank you so much, Kelsey.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, remember to rate, review, subscribe, and thanks for listening to the Inside Carolina podcast.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.